ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
So this morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 3, Text number 17, Gajendra's Prayers of Surrender.
मात्रिक प्रपन्ना पशुपाश विमोक्षनाया प्रपन्न पशुपाश मुक्ताय भूरि करुणाय नमो अलयाय। स्वं शेन सर्वतनुभृन् मनसि प्रतीत प्रत्यग्रशे भगवते बृहते नमस्ते।
वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। Translation: Since an animal such as I has surrendered unto you, who are supremely liberated, certainly you will release me from this dangerous position. Indeed, being extremely merciful, you incessantly try to deliver me. By your partial feature as Paramatma, you are situated in the hearts of all the embodied beings. You are celebrated as direct transcendental knowledge, and you are unlimited. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. The words Brihate Namaste have been explained by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Brihate Shri Krishnaya. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna. There are many tattvas such as the Vishnu tattva, the Jiva tattva and Shakti tattva. But above everything is the Vishnu tattva, which is all-pervading. This all-pervading feature of the personality, Supreme Personality of Godhead, is explained in the Bhagavad Gita 10.42, wherein the Lord says, Athva bahuni bahunaitena kim jnatena tavarjuna vishtabhyaham idam krishnam ekam shena sthito jagat. But what need is there, Arjuna, for all this detailed knowledge? With a single fragment of myself, I pervade and support this entire universe. Thus Krishna says that the entire material world is maintained by his partial representation as Paramatma. The Lord enters every universe as Garbhodakshay Vishnu, then expands himself as Kshirodakshay Vishnu to enter the hearts of all living entities and even enter the atoms. Andantarastha Paramanu Chayantra Stam. Every universe is full of atoms. And the Lord is not only within the universe, but also within the atoms. Thus, within every atom, the Supreme Lord exists in his Vishnu feature as Paramatma. But all the Vishnu tattvas emanate from Krishna. As confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 10.2, Aham Adir Hi Devanam. Krishna is the Adi or the beginning of the Devas of this material world, Brahma, Vishnu and Maheshwar. Therefore he is described here as Bhagavate Brihate. Everyone is Bhagavan, everyone possesses opulences. But Krishna is Brihan Bhagavan, the possessor of unlimited opulences. Ishvaraha Parama Krishna. Krishna is the origin of everyone. Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. Even Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwar come from Krishna. Mattha Parataram Na Anyat Kinchid Asti Dhananjaya. There is no personality superior to Krishna. Therefore, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Pad says that Bhagavate Brihate means unto Sri Krishna. In this material world, everyone is a pashu, an animal, because of the bodily conception of life. यस्यात्म बुद्धि कुनपे त्रिधातुके स्वधि कलत्रादिषु भौम इज्जधि यत्तीर्थ बुद्धि सलिले न कर्हिचिज जनेषु अभिज्ञेषु सैव गोखर. A human being who identifies the body made of the three elements as the self, who considers the byproducts of the body to be his kinsmen, who considers the land of his birth to be worshipable, and who goes to the place of pilgrimage simply to bathe rather than to meet men of transcendental knowledge, there is to be considered like a cow or an ass. Bhagavatam 10.84.13. Practically, everyone therefore is a pashu, an animal, and everyone is attacked by the crocodile of material existence. Not only the king of elephant, but every one of us is being attacked by crocodile and is suffering the consequences. Only Krishna can deliver us from this material existence. Indeed, he is always trying to deliver us. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridayeshu arjuna tishtati. He is within our hearts and is not at all inattentive. His only aim is to deliver us from material life. It is not that he becomes attentive to us only when we offer prayers to him. Even before we offer our prayers, he incessantly tries to deliver us. He is never lazy in regard to our deliverance. Therefore, this verse says, Bhuri Karunaya Namo Alayaya. It is the causeless mercy of the Supreme Lord that He always tries to bring us back home, back to Godhead. God is liberated and He tries to make us liberated. But although He is constantly trying, we refuse to accept His instructions. Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja. Nonetheless, he has not become angry. Therefore, he is described here as Bhuri Karunaya, unlimitedly merciful in delivering us from this miserable condition of life and taking us back home, back to Godhead.
Madhre Krapanna Pashupasha Vimokshanaya Muktaya Bhuri Karunaya Namo Alaya Swamshena sarvatanu bhrana manasi pratito pratyagdrishe bhagavate brihate namaste.
Hare Krishna. So we are reading from the Gajendra's prayers of surrender. First of all, I'd like to seek the blessings of all the devotees assembled so that I can speak something on this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. And also today is the most auspicious occasion, the landmark day when Srila Prabhupada landed in the West to preach this Krishna conscious movement. So, seeking the blessings to speak on this most wonderful verse. I remember when I was in IIT, Gaurangpur spoke on this verse for at least minimum of 6 weeks or more, just on this verse he was speaking, on this most beautiful prayer of Sri Gajendra. So therefore, and also as we were hearing yesterday, Akinchan Krishnapuru very beautifully glorifying and discussing about the elephants and how elephants are empowered. So continuing from that same theme, how the empowerment comes to offer these wonderful prayers. It is only by the grace of the Supreme Lord that one can offer prayers to the Supreme Lord. It is the surrender of Sri Gajendra that is empowering him to glorify these most wonderful prayers, which is there in the words of Srimad Bhagavatam. That is what surrender can lead to. It can empower a person to do things which are unimaginable, humanly impossible things, or here in case animal, from an animal point of view, impossible things like these most beautiful Sanskrit prayers are being spoken. So therefore, depending upon one's surrender and one's desire to serve or glorify the Lord, Krishna empowers. As we see in the case of Dhruva Maharaj also. Dhruva Maharaj wanted to offer most wonderful prayers, even though a small child, not well educated or studied from material perspective, But by the touch of Krishna, when he surrendered to the Supreme Lord, the Lord empowered him to speak the most beautiful prayers. So here also Gajendra is offering the most beautiful prayers. So it is the surrender and the desire to glorify that Krishna gives the intelligence. Therefore we see the pure devotees of the Supreme Lord, when they see this world, they see everywhere Krishna, they can see the glories of Krishna all over. Simple, like a pure devotee or devotee who has been blessed by the Supreme Lord can glorify any act or anything in this material world he sees in relationship with Krishna and Krishna's glory in that act. A simple act of drinking water, a devotee can see that this taste is given by Krishna and is quenching my thirst. Such a wonderful creation. A devotee sees a flower and he glorifies Krishna for his wonderful creation, the beautiful color, the beautiful fragrance that is given. So therefore, that vision is given by the Supreme Lord. This vision that empowers a personality to glorify. So here this Gajendraji is offering these wonderful prayers. Of course, for my own purification, I'd like to speak something on this wonderful prayer. Speak something, whatever I have heard from senior devotees. Try to repeat something and also speak something about Srila Prabhupada's compassion. Very beautiful and apt verse today, which has come. So continuing with this theme, that empowerment comes when one sees. Same time, a materialist may see a flower or some other entity or water. He can think of the composition, how to dissect it or how to analyze it and see the material elements in it. But a devotee of the Lord, he can see the beautiful hand of the Supreme Lord in that creation. Just recently, once Radhanath Maharaj was talking to the brahmacharis here in the ashram. He was speaking that the heavy rain was going on, and Maharaj was talking and is saying that from this heavy gush of heavy rainfall, this appears as if the gushes of Mother Ganges is flowing. So he could hear the sound of Mother Ganges in that heavy rainfall. And then he slightly said that if you are fortunate, you can hear the holy name through it. You can try to hear the holy name. Of course, for us or for me, the challenge is to hear the holy name while chanting the holy names. But here, to hear the holy name in the sound of the rain, that is the vision of a pure devotee. That is the empowerment which comes when one has the desire to glorify. And this is the proof in these prayers of Sri Gajendra. Since beautiful prayers, various adjectives Gajendraji is offering in this wonderful prayer. So he says, I'll just describe some of the points and then we'll see to the purport as Prabhupada is explaining. Bhuri Karunaya, one of the words which he is using, Gajendraji, in this prayer is Bhuri Karunaya. That means unlimitedly merciful. Actually, this is one of the, these are the prayers which are the Bhagavatam prayers, the very, very hope giving. Bhuri Karunaya, this, the most merciful or unlimited merciful nature of the Supreme Lord is our hope in this material existence. Otherwise, we have left Krishna, we have left his company, left his association, denied his association, his Sangha, the most wonderful Sangha, and come here, have rejected him literally. But still Krishna, he is Bhuri Karunaya, he is the most merciful. He never gives up hope on us, as Srila Prabhupada explains. As Paramatma, Krishna is traveling, even though we have rejected him, in one sense literally kicked him and come off from the spiritual world. But still, as Paramatma, in the form of Paramatma, he is traveling with us in all the various species which we go, from the most abominable species like that of the hog, to the insect in the stool, to the any species of the human beings or the demigods. Krishna is there with us, guiding us constantly. It is Krishna's unlimited compassion that he is there with us. His compassion being manifest through so many ways. Through the devotees which Krishna sends to the spiritual world, through his wonderful messengers like Srila Prabhupada who descend on this world on the desire of the Supreme Lord to give this message of Krishna consciousness, the message of the Bhagavat. It descends in the form of the holy scriptures, in the form of the Sri Vigraha. So in these beautiful forms of compassion are manifested by the Supreme Lord to bring us back home to our original. That is the love of the Supreme Lord that manifests within this world. His love, as the Bhagavatam describes in the episode of Dhruva Maharaj, that the Krishna's love is like the millions of mothers' love put together. That is the love of Krishna for all the living entities. Bhuri Karunaya, that is what is our hope. Of course, his love can come in different forms. Sometimes it is perceivable, understandable to us, and sometimes it is not. Like in the case of Gajendraji, it came in the form of biting of the crocodile. That was Krishna's compassion or love. Sometimes it comes in our lives in inconceivable ways. Sometimes it's understandable, sometimes it is not. Sometimes it may come in the form of a disease, in the form of some wealth or opulence. Sometimes he takes away the opulence. See, he knows, Krishna knows what is the best way to package the mercy. Like a mother, she knows sometimes a mother has to slap his child to teach him a lesson. So sometimes Krishna has to slap us. Sometimes he gives, sometimes he takes. So in all these things, the mood of Krishna is Bhuri Karunaya, the most compassionate mood. He wants to bring us back home, back to Godhead. For Sudama, he had to give those opulences. But for Bali Maharaj, he had to take all those opulences. So that is the same love or compassion of the Supreme Lord that is being manifest in different ways, in different people's life. So that is the Supreme Lord's compassion. And the same compassion is also carried forward by his pure devotees, the same Bhuri Karunaya, the most merciful nature or the mood of the Supreme Lord is imbibed by his pure representatives like Srila Prabhupada, who also offered this. Like here we are reading these prayers of Gajendra. Srila Prabhupada also offered most wonderful prayers. We will read some of those prayers later, which he offered on the Boston Harbor when he reached United States. But here also we can see the practical manifestation of Srila Prabhupada's prayers, these beautiful temples, these beautiful devotees. So these are the offerings of prayers of Srila Prabhupada, which we see in front of us. So many temples, so many devotees all over the world rendering service to the Supreme Lord. So this is Srila Prabhupada's prayers being offered. That is the compassion of the Supreme Lord. That is real love of the Supreme Lord. Sometimes, as we're saying, perceivable, sometimes inconceivable ways. Like for Prahlad Maharaj, the Lord's love was there. Therefore, he appeared in that most lovable form, apparently ferocious form, but still the most loving form of Sri Narasimhadev, half man, half lion form, apparently very fierce form. That's the most lovable form. And same love he exhibited for Hiranyakashipu also. That was the real love. As we see, this is the true love which we see in the spiritual world, in the spiritual realm. Not this love of this material world, or as one time Maharaj was explaining, not the love of the films which we see, people singing and dancing and moving around the trees. This is the real love. The killing of Hiranyakashipu, apparently very, very ghastly, but that is the real love of the Lord for his devotee Sri Prahlad, and also love for Sri Hiranyakashipu. So that is Bhuri Karunaya, the most magnanimous, unlimited, merciful Supreme Lord. Then also, here, Gajendraji is saying, Alayaya, and Prabhupada translates, that who are never inattentive or idle, for the purpose of my deliverance, that is the Supreme Lord. He is constantly planning how I can bring the conditioned souls back home, back to Godhead. That is his love, and that is his compassion. That compassion manifests. He is never lazy. Krishna is never thinking that we have rejected. In one sense, if we see from the material, logical point of view, if you reject someone, if you are working in some company and you reject your boss and leave that company, the boss is not after you to bring you back, hey, come to my company back, come join my company back, or devising ways to bring you back. No. He says, go ahead, you are gone. Someone else will fill that space. But Krishna, he is not like that. He is constantly, as Gajendraji is saying, alaya, that is, Krishna is not idle. He is constantly planning, making plans to bring us to him. He is constantly in anxiety. That is Krishna's anxiety, how he can bring us back to Krishna. Therefore, this wonderful manifestations comes in the form, he sends his divinely empowered representatives, like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally came. This verse is the, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the personification of this verse, Bhuri Karunaya Alalaya, always eager to bring the conditioned souls back. That is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood. He is instructing, he is preaching, going all out. That is the compassion of the Lord, giving up his most loved wife, his mother, most faithful mother, serving so wonderfully, giving up the association of all his loving associates to accept the sannyas, to bring the conditioned souls back, running behind the conditioned souls. Beautiful verse in Bhagavatam, 11th canto, which describes the appearance of Lord Chaitanya, that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is running after the conditioned souls to bring them back. So that is alalaya. Constantly running, catching the conditioned soul, instructing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur, Nityananda Prabhu, go out and preach, give this message to all and each and every soul, whether he wants to come to me or not, you give and message to all. The same mood, Srila Prabhupada, with the same mood and desire and mission, he also went to the West. To those people who were absolutely not interested, no desire to know about Krishna, they had no conception of what God is, what Krishna is. Srila Prabhupada, taking the same mood of Bhuri Karunaya and Alalaya, constantly thinking how he can give this message of Krishna consciousness in the West. Krishna takes the anxiety, that is what Srila Prabhupada is translating, for the purpose of my deliverance, who is never inattentive. Krishna takes the anxiety for his devotee's deliverance. That responsibility is to Krishna. Devotee is engaged in Krishna's service and Krishna designs for his protection. We see a classic example in Mahabharata of so many times Pandavas, they are engaged in Krishna's service and Krishna taking the anxiety. The classical example when in the Mahabharata, when, what is that? Bhishma Dev got that 5 arrows. And Krishna, Arjuna and the Pandavas, they were sleeping and Krishna was constantly planning how to bring those arrows back and how to protect my devotees. So that is Krishna's planning is going on. Similarly, the pure devotees, and also the classical example, another from Mahabharata of Draupadi. She was crying out, seeking help from other places. She was seeking help from her husbands, from the assemblymen, from Bhishma Dev, from Dronacharya, seeking help, trying to protect herself. But at the same time, it is described that Krishna, when he was in Dwarka, he was playing chess with Rukmini Devi. And Krishna was constantly in anxiety, as Srila Prabhupada in this purport explains, that it is not that he becomes attentive to us only when we offer prayers to him. Even before we offer our prayers, so Krishna is so kind and merciful that even before we offer our prayers, he is ready to help us. So Draupadi, even though at that time of point of time, she was not seeking the shelter of Krishna only, she was looking for help in other places. But still, Krishna, even during that time, Krishna was planning, how can I reach to there fastest? Should I go on Garudji? Or how should I go there? And when finally Draupadi gave up all the shelters and cried out for Krishna, Krishna manifested himself in the form of that sari. Krishna came through the tears of Sri Draupadi. So that is Krishna's thought process going on always, how to save the conditioned souls, planning in different ways. Similarly, Krishna's devotees, Srila Prabhupada, also constantly thinking how I can save. There are many pastimes of Srila Prabhupada which clarifies or which explains this wonderful mood of Srila Prabhupada, where he is constantly thinking. Apparently, when he reached Srila Prabhupada, the Boston Harbor, nobody to receive him, he is alone. And apparently, for first year, there was no apparent so much success in the form of number of people who joined, or number of devotees who came, or the in the terms of preaching programs. But Srila Prabhupada was walking on the streets of New York, in the West, in the United States, and he is studying. It's described, Srila Prabhupada would study how the mindset of the people, what are their requirements, how do they behave, how do they think, what are their needs. So constantly, constantly planning how I can give the message of my Guru Maharaj to them. So that is Srila Prabhupada and all the devotees' mood is there. Therefore, we see so many devotees who were inspired, Srila Prabhupada's disciples and others, those who are carrying on this mission, they are also carrying the same mood of somehow or other give Krishna to others. Sometimes in the form of like different ways of preaching programs, sometimes music, sometimes through different seminars, sometimes through videos, sometimes organizing the holy name weeks, sometimes marathon. So different manifestations. The devotees are also constantly thinking how I can give Krishna to others. That is taking on the same mood of Srila Prabhupada. Krishna also appears in his wonderful incarnations. He personally comes, he sends his representatives, and also he personally also comes in his same mood of Bhuri Karunaya, to give compassion, to perform the most wonderful leelas, to attract the minds of the people in his different incarnations. Then also Gajendraji is explaining another thing. Of course, just one more story which I remember of Krishna's protection. Of course, I've spoken this before many times, but still one of my favorite stories about how Krishna protects, he takes anxiety for protecting his devotees. This is Jagannath Prabhu told me this story one time. That one time, this is in the kingdom of, I think, Raja Jai Singh and Man Singh. There were two kings. Raja Jai Singh was there, powerful king. And another king, Man Singh, was the neighboring kingdom. He was always trying to attack Jai Singh. But somehow, he was always failing in his endeavors. He tried a couple of times, couldn't win over Jai Singh. Jai Singh was a great devotee of the Supreme Lord, worshipping the Sri Vigraha of their lordships. One time, then our Man Singh, he got pretty disturbed and sent his spies to the kingdom of Jai Singh to find out how and when can I attend, or when I can attack the king and find out the weak points of this king. So then the spies, they stay for some time and understand or find out that Jai Singh is very attached to his service to his deities. He would never give up his deity worship, which he does in the morning time. Whatever may happen, the spy could see that many difficulties came or many urgent things would come, but Jai Singh was always attached to serving to his Sri Vigraha. He would never give up the service of his deities. So then the spy goes back and explains to Man Singh that if we attack the kingdom during the Brahma Muhurat or during the morning hours when he is performing the worship of his Vigraha, we will be able to conquer him because the king will not come out whatever may happen. So as decided, planned, Man Singh with full power and vigor comes to attack Jai Singh and his kingdom in the morning hours. So when the ministers and all, everyone realized from the top that the Man Singh and his army has come to attack, so they are thinking now what they are in a dilemma, what to do. Our king, he is absorbed in the deity worship. We cannot, it's our instructions that we should not disturb him in his worship or prayers in his service. But now this is a critical time, what should we do? So they approach the Rajmata, the mother of the king. She goes there and knocks the door and opens the deity room door, and the king opens and she explains, and the king again closes the door. So everyone is surprised what the king is going to do, astonished. And then the king, he is offering his prayers to the Supreme Lord. He is worshipping, he is praying, "Please, Lord, O Lord, my Lord, offering prayers, give me guidance. How can I serve you in this situation? I want to continue with my worship to you." And then he continues his worship. And then sometime later, all the ministers and the soldiers and the Rajmata, they saw Raja Jai Singh dressed with his armor, with his swords and both of his hands. He's come out, and with his army he goes out, kills Man Singh and defeats him. And he, in that war also, Man Singh's son, the king Man Singh's son, is also killed in that war. So Man Singh goes back. Of course, everyone is chanting Raja Jai Singh ki Jai. Everyone is glorifying Jai Singh for his valor and how he killed his son. So then Raja Jai Singh, he comes in, he directly goes into the DT room, and outside these prayers are being chanted that Raja Jai Singh ki Jai. The king, he is there himself. He is surprised that I was worshipping the deities here. What is this? And then he understands that my lord personally went there. And of course, later on when he comes to know that the son of Man Singh was personally killed by the lord, and the soldiers explain that he died smilingly, very happily he left his body. So then Raja Jai Singh was further surprised that the lord gave him darshan. So he was very grateful to the lord. And then he was praying, and then his prayers, in his mood of relationship, he tells the Supreme Lord, my dear Lord, I have been worshipping you for years, and you gave my enemies the darshan in your sakshat, in your personal form. What is this? You gave them the darshan and I am worshipping you. Of course, he understands that he is seeing the Lord, but he was saying that you gave my enemies the darshan in your personal form, and I am here worshipping you, so I'll give up my life. So he takes a sword and is about to kill him. And then he saw a beautiful bluish hand coming to protect him. So that is Krishna's protection. He is constantly planning how I can protect my devotees all alive. That is Krishna's constant planning to deliver his devotees. And that is the plan, the constant planning of all the Lord's devotees like Srila Prabhupada, who are also constantly planning to serve, to give this message of Krishna consciousness. Also, here another word which Gajendraji mentions is Muktaya, which Srila Prabhupada translates as unto the Supreme who is untouched by the contamination of material nature. So that is Krishna. That is the supreme power of the Supreme Lord, that he is untouched by the material modes, the material nature. Even though apparently it may appear, sometimes we may have that doubt that he is Bhuri Karunaya, he is constantly deciding, thinking how to deliver, so he might be entangled coming in the material world to deliver us. But no, the Supreme Lord is all powerful, like the sun, the classic example of sun which we always give. That sun can purify the most filthiest of all filthy place. There is stool, urine. The sun, through his power, purifies that place and is himself not affected, as Ishopanit is also described. The Supreme Lord is antiseptic, prophylactic qualities are there. Anyone who comes in touch with the Supreme Lord, however fallen, conditioned soul one may be, Krishna is not contaminated. It is the devotee, or it is the personality who is contaminated, is purified. That is the nature of the Supreme Lord. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada or his representatives, the Lord's representatives, they are also never contaminated by the touch of the material nature. They are always pure. Apparently, sometimes it may appear the pure devotee is exhibiting anger or certain qualities. It may appear they are in the lower modes, but they are like the Supreme Lord, like Krishna. They are untouched, muktaya, untouched by these modes. It is for the service or the Supreme Lord, they act sometimes angrily or in other ways which may apparently appear to be in the lower modes. As Srila Prabhupada also one time said, Maya cannot touch me. That is the pure devotees. Muktaya cannot be touched by the Supreme, by the Maya of the Supreme Lord. And also, here in the beginning of the purport, Srila Prabhupada is explaining Brahat Namaste. I offer my obeisances to Brahat. What is the word? Where word you hear is Bhagavate Brahate. So Srila Prabhupada, referring to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Upad, is saying that Brahate Bhagavate refers to Sri Krishna. So these prayers are being offered to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. That is what Srila Prabhupada is implying through his explanation, quoting here from the Bhagavad Gita, that there is no Aham Adhiri Devanam. Krishna is the beginning of the Devas. Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh. He is the only one who has unlimited opulence. As Prabhupada explains here, Bhagavan could have referred to anyone else. Bhagavate could have refers to anyone who has opulences, to Brahmaji, to Vishnu, to Mahesh. But here, Gajendraji is saying, Bhagavate, Brahate, that means who are unlimited. Brahate, Srila Prabhupada translates as one who has unlimited opulences. And Prabhupada conclusively proves here, quoting from Bhagavad Gita, that unlimited opulences are there by only Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. Therefore, these beautiful prayers which Gajendraji is offering are referring to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, his unlimited, the Supreme Lord. And then Srila Prabhupada concludes this purport by saying that in this material world, everyone is a pashu, an animal, because of the bodily conception of life. So therefore, we can learn from this beautiful episode of Sri Gajendraji. And Prabhupada explains that everyone, not only the king of elements, but every one of us is being attacked by the crocodile and is suffering the consequences. So we are suffering the influence of the crocodile, the biting of the jaws of the material nature, through so many miseries, pains, difficulties, economic recessions, so many ways these jaws of crocodile are being attacking us. Of course, sometimes these jaws of crocodile come in the form of comforts when we become complacent. Sometimes Krishna withdraws wealth, or sometimes this crocodile jaws can come in the form of giving more wealth and comforts. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada or Sri Gajendraji is teaching here through his wonderful prayers that the only way to come out of these jaws of crocodile is to offer obeisances, as he is doing here. Madhrik Prapanna, I am offering myself, I am surrendering unto you. And then the deliverance from the clutches of this crocodile is possible. So just to conclude this most beautiful prayers, I will just read some of the prayers of Srila Prabhupada which he is offering. The same mood of Bhuri Karunaya Alalaya, constantly thinking about the deliverance, Muktaya, how he himself is pure and protected, and he is describing these beautiful prayers when he is reaching in the Boston Harbor, which today is we are commemorating the day when Srila Prabhupada reached the United States. Of course, I was just reading one section from Chaitanya Charitamrita also of another such devotee who also embodies these wonderful prayers of Bhuri Karunaya Alalaya, who is constantly the most compassionate and always constantly thinking about the deliverance. The obvious character which comes to the mind is of Vasudev Dutt. So this beautiful prayers of Vasudev Dutt and Srila Prabhupada gives this mood out here. And whenever Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would see Vasudev Dutt, he would glorify as if he had thousands of mouths. That was the love of the Lord for his devotee, one who carries the mood of the Supreme Lord, like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One of the main reasons he came was to give love of God. So one who carries this same mood, like Srila Prabhupada is carrying this same mood. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya is glorifying Vasudev Dutt and Srila Prabhupada with thousands of mouths through his words. Since Chaitanya Charitamrita, this episode come when Lord Chaitanya was glorifying all the devotees when they were bidding farewell, when they were going back to Navadvip after their visit to Sri Jagannath Puri. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very overwhelmed when he was glorifying different devotees, but when it came to Vasudev that he became overwhelmed and he began to describe his glories with 1,000 miles. Of course, Vasudev Dutt, being a pure devotee, became very, very shy and humble. And then he submitted himself, touching the Lord's lotus feet and offered his wonderful prayers. My Lord, you are certainly able to do whatever you like, and you are indeed merciful. If you so desire, you can very easily do whatever you want. These prayers he is offering Vasudev Dutt. My Lord, my heart breaks into see the sufferings of all the conditioned souls. Therefore, I request you to transfer the karma of all their sinful lives upon my head. And then he is offering, my Lord, let me suffer perpetually in a hellish condition, accepting the sinful reactions of all living entities. Please finish their diseased material condition. The same mood, Srila Prabhupada is praying in his famous Markine Bhagavad Dharma, Boro Kripa Koile Krishna Adhamera Prati. He is repeating the same prayers. My dear Lord Krishna, you are so kind upon this useless soul, but I don't know why. You have brought me here. Now you can do whatever you like with me. Most of the population here is covered with modes of ignorance and passion, absorbed in material life. They think themselves very happy and satisfied. Therefore, they have no taste for the transcendental message of Vasudev. I do not know how they will be able to understand it, but I know your causeless mercy can make everything possible. This is what Vasudev Dutt is also saying. My Lord, you are certainly able to do whatever you like. It's possible, everything. But I know your causeless mercy can make everything possible because you are the most expert mystic. How will they understand the mellows of devotional service, O Lord? I am simply praying for your mercy so that I will be able to convince them about your message. I wish that you may deliver them. Therefore, if you so desire their deliverance, then only will they be able to understand your message. So in this way, he is offering these wonderful prayers, Srila Prabhupada. Then Prabhupada also concludes these prayers. How will I make them understand this message of Krishna consciousness? I am very unfortunate, unqualified, most fallen, following the mood of Vasudev Dutt, who is also saying the same prayers, that I am most unfortunate, unqualified. Let me suffer the reactions of all these sinful people. I am unqualified, most fallen, therefore I am seeking your benediction, so that I can convince them, for I am powerless to do so on my own. Somehow or other, O Lord, you have brought me here to speak about you. Now, my Lord, it is up to you to make me a success or failure, as you like. O spiritual master of the worlds, I can simply repeat your message. So if you like, you can make my power of speaking suitable for their understanding. Only by your causeless mercy will my words become pure. I am sure that when this transcendental message penetrates their hearts, they will certainly feel engladdened and thus become liberated from all unhappy conditions of life. So that is Srila Prabhupada's compassion, and his heart is unhappy seeing the unhappy conditions of life of all of us. O Lord, I am just like a puppet in your hands. So if you have brought me here to dance, then make me dance. Make me dance, O Lord. Make me dance as you like. As is Vasudev Dutt offering these prayers. You want to give me the reactions, O Lord, give me the reactions. I have no devotion, Srila Prabhupada concludes, nor do I have any knowledge. But I have strong faith in the holy names of Krishna. I have been designated as Bhakti Vedant. And now, if you like, you can fulfill the real purport of Bhakti Vedant. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada concludes this most wonderful prayers, following the same mood of Vasudev Dutt. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard Vasudev Dutt's prayer, his heart melted. Tears flowed from his eyes and he began to tremble. And then in his faltering voice, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke, Krishna sei satya kare jai mage bhritya, bhritya vancha purti vinu nahi anya kritya. Whatever a pure devotee wants from his master, the Lord Krishna, doubtlessly grants, because he has no other duty other than to fulfill the desires of his devotee. So that is the clear message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna sei satya kare jai mage bhritya. Srila Prabhupada desired that this whole world gets Krishna consciousness, this message of Krishna consciousness. And it is by his desire, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, that if a devotee desires, Lord undoubtedly grants, because Krishna has no other duty. As he says, Bhritya vancha purti vino nahi anya kritya, that the Supreme Lord has nothing else to do other than to fulfill the desires of his pure devotees. So this beautiful temples all over the world, beautiful Krishna conscious devotees which we see, this temple is all the desire of the Supreme Lord manifested through Srila Prabhupada and his pure representatives. So that is what Sri Gajendraji is saying in this beautiful verse, that the Supreme Lord is Bhuri Karunaya, the most compassionate. He is Muktaya, he is free from all the material contamination. He is Vimokshanaya, he is the giver of liberation. And the same mood is carried by his pure representative, Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai.